This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome to the Gun Owners News Hour with your host and Executive Director of Gun Owners of America, Larry Pratt.
Welcome to this edition of the Gun Owners News Hour. Today, I want to talk about crime without punishment. It's detailed in a book called I'm From the Government and I'm Here to Kill You. And when things of that nature happen, as the title suggests, you have a get-out-of-jail-free card. In fact, as a rule, even when you have committed murder as a government operative, you don't even have to go to jail to get out of jail. The author of the book, I'm From the Government, I'm Here to Kill You, is David Hardy. Dave used to work for the very friendly folks in the U.S. government many moons ago. I think, Dave, if I'm not mistaken, you looked at that as an apprenticeship to learn in some intimate detail the mindset and the methods of folks that don't have our best interests at heart.
Oh, yes. Well, I think it became that, although my main interest was in getting a steady paycheck at the outset. But seeing things from the inside certainly opens your eyes.
If there's any sort of interest in the truth. Now, obviously, many people continue working with the government, see the same kinds of things you did, and they just go out for a long lunch break.
Oh, yes. I remember those.
Very pleasant time, D, I'm sure. Well, this is a pretty serious subject because we're talking about the use of lethal force without any accountability in all too many cases. The thing that kind of sticks in my craw is that there's a doctrine that's been established by court, which theoretically makes it a law, which I think is extremely debatable. But nevertheless, that's the system with which we are operating now. And it says that, well, if they had a policy reason for doing it, even if an agent screwed up, there's really no accountability that can be demanded. Am I pretty close to describing what they think?
I would give it the only area where I would say it's actually a little broader than that, because you don't have to have a policy reason. It's just the government attorneys can imagine that there could have been a policy reason, and that's good enough.
And that's what they pay those attorneys all that those big bucks for, obviously,
sure,
is to come up ex post facto, with, can I use a legal term, with a good excuse. So it may not have existed beforehand, but it sure does now. And what are you going to do about it?
Yeah. I mean, one case I cite in the book, just in passing, is Forest Service, I believe, had a trail, hiking trail, that was okay in the summer, but in the winter was quite dangerous due to the snowfall causing trees to fall over on people. And they not only left the trail open, they didn't even put up signs to warn people that this was dangerous. Well, they probably just forgot to do it. Nobody thought of it. But it was protected against lawsuit when a tree did fall on somebody, simply because the government could imagine, and the court bought, that there could have been a policy reason for the screw-up, even though there wasn't. They might have thought that the science would detract from the pleasure of seeing the forest.
And, of course, they might have had some prior experience, so they could have known, should have known, which many times when it's that expression is used against us means we're in deep yogurt if we should have known.
Sure, yeah. Constructive knowledge, it's called. So, yeah.
But now, I guess the thing that I've always, for some time anyway, found kind of interesting is that theoretically, you and I, we the people, are the boss of those that we call the government, those that work in the various myriad agencies, offices, departments, and whatnot. And yet we seem to have developed a notion that they can be immune from a lawsuit because, hey, man, they work for the government.
Yeah, and that's very much an American legal development. The British immunity was the king can do no wrong. In fact, the king can't even think of doing wrong. Well, that only protected the king. You couldn't sue or prosecute George III, but you'd sue or prosecute anybody who's carrying out his orders. And they would not be allowed to plead the king ordered it, even when he did, because the king cannot even think of doing a wrong, so we don't want to hear that.
So during the War for Independence, under this doctrine, we couldn't send a hit team to take out George III, but it was perfectly okay to shoot at General Gates.
Certainly, yeah. That is very precise summary. Going back to colonial history, look at the Boston Massacre. The Massachusetts Bay Colony had no trouble at all prosecuting the redcoats who were involved, enlisted men and officers. Nobody thought sovereign immunity protected them. Even the government of George III didn't think that. Today, of course, the federale wants to kill you. Negligently set up a situation where you die because he couldn't be bothered. Hey, sovereign immunity.
It comes right up in our face if one has a copy of I'm from the Government and I'm Here to Kill You. Your book starts out with a pretty incredible tale. I was just knee-high to a grasshopper when Texas City, I think we could say almost literally, was scraped, blown off, clean swept off the map because of government negligence. Oh, well.
Yeah. Well, the government wanted fertilizer for the Marshall Plan, and some genius bureaucrat figured that we had bomb-making factories, ordnance plants, that had been making ammonium nitrate explosive for bombs, mixed with petroleum jelly and a few other things. And it occurred to him also that that would probably make good fertilizer. And they were producing at the munitions plants, were telling their superiors, this stuff is being made in a dangerous way. It's coming out way too hot. We've got to slow down production. And they were ordered to keep production. Well, 2,300 tons of it in a ship went off in Texas City Harbor, blew most of the town flat, killed 600-plus people, some to this day are unknown, and the government walked away. They sued. Government went all the way to Supreme Court, and Supreme Court said this was a policy-type decision, down to the decision to make it too fast and dangerously. Oh, that was a policy decision, too. They really needed the stuff. You can't sue. The people lost.
Dave, I think that would have been... My impulse would have been to impeach the justices that ruled that way. That's a constitutional remedy for that kind of outrageous decision, that somehow this judiciary body, our United States Supreme Court, is identifying with like the chief attorney for the federal government and all its negligence in this case. And as you described it in I'm from the Government, I'm Here to Kill You, there was negligence upon negligence upon negligence in the Texas City explosion.
Oh, yeah, sure. I mean, it was shipped in a dangerous way. It was relabeled. Instead of being labeled explosive in red sacks, it was put in ordinary brown sacks and just labeled fertilizer. So no one was warned what they were dealing with. When the fire broke out on the ship, the fire department just thought it was an ordinary fire. Probably some wooden pallets had caught on fire. They didn't know that they were being sent to stand on a 2,300-ton bomb.
You know, it turned out it was much like the firefighters that went up the World Trade Center in either Texas City nor in the World Trade Center. Did we even find their remains?
Yeah. Oh, the fire department was all but one man who was racing to the scene but hadn't gotten there yet. It was a volunteer fire department. Basically, all but one man of the Texas City Fire Department was vaporized when the blast went up.
Pretty amazing, and yet, we got work to do here. Let's get back. We'll deal with this at some other time, perhaps. talking with Dave Hardy. He's written a book that really opens your eyes about how the government can be so irresponsible and get away with it. I'm from the government, and I'm here to kill you.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
A commemorative President Trump dollar for only $5? Yes, the historic Trump dollar starts at only $5 at TrumpDollar.us. Choose from our unique three-coin collection in gold, silver, and copper. The Vote Trump Dollar, Inaugural Trump Dollar, and Make America Great Again Trump Dollar. Available only at TrumpDollar.us. Minted in the USA, our Trump dollars commemorate President Trump's patriotic stand. Order your Trump Dollar collection today in time for Christmas delivery at TrumpDollar.us. That's TrumpDollar.us.
Have you ever lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, pay close attention because huge discounts are now available in solar generators. Perfect for backup power outages and emergencies. Portable solar generators provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no dangerous fumes, and produces an endless supply of electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running secretly in your own home. Right now, get a $5,000 solar generator for just $995 while supplies last. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. GCN listeners, use coupon code GCN at checkout for this special offer. MySolarBackup.com. Use coupon code GCN. EMP protection available at an additional charge.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Welcome back to the Gun Owners News Hour, exploring a wide range of Second Amendment issues. Here's your host, Larry Pratt.
Talking with Dave Hardy about how the government can get away with incredible negligence that leads to massive loss of life. And, well, because it's the government, that's different. That's a notion that has crept into our law increasingly. It's called the doctrine, usually, the doctrine of sovereign immunity. And frankly, David, I think the Congress should step in and find that the doctrine of sovereign immunity now perhaps applies to the president himself when he knocks over a kid's Kool-Aid stand or something. And that's it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, that at the end of the book, I have proposed legal remedies, which would essentially come pretty close to that. But, you know, at the highest level of decision-making, like Congress passing a law, okay, they're protected. If you get below that, they're not protected. If they harm you through negligence, oh, you can sue.
That it seems to be the one area where they could be held accountable. And we're here at this point just talking about civil remedies. When there's gross negligence, if you and I maintained a garage full of ammonium nitrate that blew our subdivision off the map and we were absent so we could be subsequently prosecuted, by golly, I think we would be looking at a minimum a life sentence, if not some sort of capital punishment for taking so many people's lives through our negligence.
Well, certainly. One of the things I mentioned in the book is that all these cases, if they've been done by a private company rather than the government, you'd be looking at grand jury indictments on felony charges for the persons directing it. You'd be looking at millions or billions of dollars in civil liability. But because it's the government, we just write it off. You know, that happens. They screwed up. 600 people died. Hey, life is like that. They've got to have legal immunity so they can carry out their functions. Well, if any private company came in and said, we're killing people all over the place, but we need legal immunity or, you know, we wouldn't be able to operate, if General Motors did that, then you'd be reacting, you know, are you insane? The fact that you're killing people and destroying lives is all the better reason why you should be held liable.
Especially when you knew going in spite of the denials and the cover-up, there were people that knew very, very well that what was being done could result in a big boom, and it did, and yet nothing to see here, folks. Just keep moving along.
Yep. And,
amazing.
How about if they deposit radioactive waste greater than the Chernobyl explosion across the southern half of the state of Utah, while telling everybody, don't worry, it's perfectly safe, there's nothing to worry about. Yeah, what would happen there? You'd have, like I say, grand jury indictments and massive liability.
And what you're talking about, of course, did happen. We tested one of our early atomic bombs in just that way, and it was above ground, so that guaranteed that it was going to be dirty as sin. Mm-hmm. Kind of what Kim Jong, what's his name, Ung, has done in Korea. He had recently a test of an atomic bomb above ground, which guarantees that it's going to throw up all kinds of material that has been made radioactive into the atmosphere. And probably as you and I are recording this show, every time it rains, we're going to get a little glow-in-the-dark rain.
Yes, yes. Not acid rain, radioactive rain.
Yeah, give me that good old acid rain.
Yeah. But they just dumped it all over, and they were telling the ranchers downwind that, you know, don't worry, if it ever gets to a dangerous level, we will inform you. Well, they just told the people what it was. They could have protected themselves largely. You know, go inside and shower really quick, launder your clothes. But it was coming down. Some people were actually getting skin burns. There was so much radioactivity in the air and in the dust that was descending.
And God only knows what their lungs looked like if the skin on the hand was looking like that.
Yeah. And all the while they were being told, this is safe, don't worry about it.
The arrogance of anybody saying something like that when they knew bloody well they'd been playing with a toy that was designed to kill people through radioactivity as a plus killing device to the initial concussion of the bomb. And that is just totally mendacious, a big, fat lie. And it was the government, so... Well, like you were saying, Dave, I guess stuff happens.
Yeah. One of the people involved in the atomic projects put together a panel of experts to see, is this dangerous? And he basically typed up a paper that said, oh, no, it's perfectly safe, and got the other people to sign in the belief they were just signing into the meeting. And then he turned that into the Atomic Energy Commission and said, see, we're unanimous. That wasn't the bombs have not been causing the problems the people downwind think.
Kind of sounds like the consensus claimed for global warming, when in fact there's a whole bunch of geologists and physicists and chemists and meteorologists that don't sign on to the global warming mantra. The experts then and now are being ignored.
There was global warming.
Yeah, there sure was after the St. George bomb went off. That warmed things up a bit.
Oh, yes.
So the government knew there was a danger, and they failed to warn people ahead of time, which they could have done. Don't go out between the hours of X and Y. When it's all over, when the hour Y o'clock occurs, make sure you take a shower. And for the next 5 days, take a shower 3 times a day or something like that. It would have minimized the damage that was being done to these people.
Yes. And people had their hair fall out. All the symptoms of radiation poisoning. But yeah.
Since the government did it, they're immune from process. Even when there is, I've got to suggest malice aforethought, knowing that this was really dangerous and lying about it so that people were even more vulnerable to their misdeed, that's getting right up there with John Dillinger.
Yeah. Oh, well, I'm sure they killed a lot more than John Dillinger.
Indeed. My apologies to John Dillinger.
Yeah.
And at least he had a rational purpose. Why do you rob banks? Well, that's where the money is.
Yes.
Why do you blow off these bombs like this that can kill your fellow Americans? Because I just feel like it.
Yeah. And why lie about it? Well, if we told them the truth, they might object, and that would be an inconvenience to our program.
I might have to go testify in Washington or something like that, and I'd probably be let off by the politicians, but what a bother. Like you say, let's just lie about it, and we'll cover it up. Talking with David Hardy, his book, I'm from the Government, and I'm Here to Kill You. But there's more.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
If some high-pressure salesperson twisted your arm into buying a timeshare, it's not your fault. Whether you bought decades ago or days ago, I bet that salesperson didn't mention your timeshare could cost you twice as much as a regular vacation, or that you'd never be able to use it when you wanted, or that your fees could shoot up every year. They misled you, and that's not fair. That's why we're here, to get your timeshare company to free you from your unwanted timeshare. Get the free information you need at 1-800-783-2959. We're the Timeshare Exit Attorneys, America's number one timeshare exit service run by real attorneys, not sales companies or middlemen. It was a salesperson who got you into this mess. Don't rely on a salesperson to get you out. We've got a 100% service guarantee, and our team has already helped thousands of people get out of unwanted timeshares. For free information, call 1-800-783-2959. That's 1-800-783-2959, 1-800-783-2959.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issues, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Welcome back to the Gun Owners News Hour, exploring a wide range of Second Amendment issues. Here's your host, Larry Pratt.
Talking with David Harney today. His excellent book, a compilation of programs the government has administered, which were just horribly harmful to thousands of people. The government lied about what had been done and the ramifications, the consequences of what had been done. And to this day, to my knowledge, probably the most severe consequence that's ever been suffered by any of these kinds of government misdeeds was the transfer from one city to another of people involved in Fast and Furious, where people were murdered at the government's with the government's connivance. But basically, when you do something really dreadful and you're working for the government, you're probably going to literally get away from with murder, hence the title, I'm from the government and I'm here to kill you. David, what do you think it's going to take before we can get enough of this information before people to start demanding accountability? I know that the position we've had at Gun Owners of America perhaps is viewed by some as extreme, but I have been for a long, long, long time for getting rid of the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives. They are not the only one that has not been held to account for gross negligence and misdeed, but it certainly might be a wake-up call to other... we've got the Department of Education with a SWAT team. What are we thinking?
Actually, one of the interesting things out here, we used to have a shooting range, and one day the local FEMA Federal Emergency Management SWAT team showed up to qualify. And a person was asking, why does FEMA have a SWAT team? FEMA, basically, after disaster, they don't provide security. They come in and write the checks for the rebuilding.
Right.
They pull up mobile homes for people to live in. You know, they don't provide security, but they've got their own SWAT team with a sniper team.
I suppose, you didn't do something fast enough to suit a bureaucrat? It's hard to imagine what would justify a SWAT team on the part of an emergency management agency. That's just really stunning. Department of Education, FEMA, I think any self-respecting agency now has its own SWAT team. Is that probably correct?
Oh, yeah. If you don't have a SWAT team, you don't rate. You know, it doesn't matter whether they're used or not. It's a matter of agency prestige.
Now, there wasn't a SWAT team that I know of involved at the government hospital in Tuskegee, but the lack of accountability was at least as dramatic there, combined with a good dose of racism, where black men who came in with symptoms of syphilis, it was almost like, oh, God, we got another guy with syphilis. Let's see what happens when the course of the disease runs.
Yes.
Well, yeah, we know what will happen. He's going to die a horrible, painful, miserable death.
Mm-hmm.
And they did that to how many? Maybe thousands of people?
Oh, no, it was hundreds, though. I think about...
Oh, only 100. Oh, well, then, yeah.
I think it was 300 to start out, and then as they died off, they had to replace them. They were black sharecroppers. They weren't even told they had syphilis. They were told they had bad blood, and they would be treated for it. Well, what they got was some vitamin pills and aspirin, and instead of treating them for it, the government scientists studied them for the space, I think, of about 30 years.
And, you know, when I was going through school, we already knew about the Nazi doctor Mengele. And when I read your account of what was done, allowed to be done to the Tuskegee patients, all I could think of was, golly, Dr. Mengele somehow didn't die, and here he is over in the States doing the same thing.
And what's really shocking is the study was written up in medical journals. Every 10 years, they would have a revisal. Here's how many of them have died. Here's how many of them have basically their hearts ruined, which is one effect of syphilis. Here's how many have gone insane. And nobody objected.
And by the way, since syphilis is somewhat of a minor problem now, they had the means available at the time to give these guys, three shots of penicillin?
About two would do it with a really serious case, one with a minor one. So it was just, bang, bang, bang. Penicillin came in just after World War II. And everybody knew at that point the cure for syphilis is a few injections.
Now, the Hippocratic Oath that these doctors had taken includes, I will do no harm. Man, did they ever walk all over that vow.
Oh, yes. And nobody was ever held to account. Everybody responsible just kept on writing up until Peter Buxton, who, by the way, is an arms collector. So I bought a sword from him many years ago.
Oh, interesting.
He heard about it and blew the whistle.
Well, God bless him for having done that, because a lot of other people knew, and nobody blew the whistle. They just stood by and...
It's science, and we can't get in the way of an experiment, you know.
Yeah.
And besides, it was just blacks, you know, just a bunch of Negro sharecroppers.
Well, they called him in and basically chewed him out for having written to the head of the agency saying, you don't want to be doing this. How about curing everybody? And finally, at some point in the argument, he pointed out that every single subject of this experiment is black. Do you think there's going to be a little problem about that? And he said it was like in the cartoons when the character has a light bulb go on over his head. So, uh-oh.
Yeah. The reaction was more like maybe at a staff meeting there at with the other doctors. He had passed some air. They couldn't believe how crude this guy was to have mentioned that little factoid that this was a racist experiment. This was in honor of Dr. Mengele, the Nazi doctor that wanted to see how long it would take a Jew to die from various methods that he could concoct. How well could they stand extreme temperatures? This is very scientifically interesting.
Well, yeah. That was the whole approach.
It is just amazing. Well, then, lest we run out of time, I'm glad that you included in your collection of government here to help you, to kill you, was the situation with Waco. That one was just so horrendous, and it was so amazingly lied about by so many people that it eventually involved, I guess, too many people, and you were able, along with some of the colleagues that you've worked with, to get some of the, what was it, forward-looking infrared tapes, videos that had been made that kind of exposed the big lie about how the Davidians had finally come to their flaming end. But this was a government attack from the beginning. There were at least some of those. Now, there were, to their credit, there were, I think you mentioned a guy by the name of Colson that was an agent that was involved in the hierarchy that was very much against what was being done.
Yep.
And they just bloody well overrode him and proceeded with the killing machine.
Oh, yeah. I've got a web page where I have some of the evidence up there, and it's an eye-opener. It's
what is that web page, by the way?
FromTheGovernment.com.
FromTheGovernment.com. Folks, we're going to repeat that one again, and I'm sure that there will be links to I'm From the Government and I'm Here to Kill You, which is David's latest book, and it deals with some of these very situations that we're talking about right now. We've got another segment. Please don't go away. This is really stuff that needs to be dealt with now by the government.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Welcome back to the Gun Owners News Hour, exploring a wide range of Second Amendment issues. Here's your host, Larry Pratt.
Good to be back with you here at the Gun Owners News Hour. We're talking today with attorney, author, investigator, exposer of government negligence and worse, David Hardy. Specifically, we're talking about his book, I'm from the Government and I'm Here to Kill You. And it is, as the subtitle suggests, the true human cost of official negligence. And, of course, that's a gentle subtitle, because negligence is sometimes, as David, you've shown, malice with malice aforethought. The, for instance, at Ruby Ridge, where the Weaver family was shot up by FBI snipers, they knew what they were doing. They knew that there was women and children and baby there, and it was quite all right to use snipers to take them out. I mean, they were evil people. They were living by themselves. They shouldn't be allowed to live.
Yeah. Well, I started out trying to pressure Randy Weaver into becoming an informant. And so they set him.
And the assumption was, I'm sure, that, well, the guy's a loser, he can't keep a job, he's living up on top of a mountain on subsistence, we're going to get this little turkey and we're going to make him work for us.
Exactly.
Is that an unfair characterization?
Oh, no, that was exactly their plan. And so he didn't show up for his court date, and all of a sudden...
Which they had changed without notifying him.
Exactly. They had also, then they started building him up in this, I call it institutional psychosis, where you have a group of people and they just start building something up and it bears no relation to reality. By the time they got through, based on the fact that he'd been in the Green Berets, they built him up to be some sort of Rambo. This wasn't just a guy living in a cabin with his family and a friend. This was Rambo, extremely dangerous. So they brought in the marshals equivalent of a SWAT team. They were scouting the area. I think they were probably trying to lure his dogs out to where they could be shot with the silent submachine gun they brought along. Essentially, they wound up at point-blank range in a gunfight with his 13-year-old son after they shot the dog. And the son, they killed the son.
Well, the son had sworn at them. He had called them a blankety-blank for shooting his dog. Can you imagine what a poorly brought-up young man that was?
Yeah. Confronted with a group of people clad in camouflage with face masks, no clue. clue they were law enforcement, just some weird-looking people who just shot his dog, and now he's in a gunfight.
Well, these days, we might have assumed that they were from the Mexican cartel, working sure. a marijuana field on that Idaho mountain.
Yeah. Well, Weaver retreated to his cabin. The marshals left. As far as Weaver and his family knows, there's nobody around them. But the FBI hostage rescue team came in, and their orders, given in writing, were to basically shoot on sight. If you see a male outside the cabin carrying a firearm, kill him, even before they know we're here.
By the way, as you point out in the book, and it's really important because it's one of the problems that underlies so much of federal so-called police work, is that's an order that would be appropriate in Afghanistan, but not in the United States. For law enforcement.
And given the rules of engagement, it might not even be given in Afghanistan.
Well, not under our former president. Hopefully that's changed. But nevertheless, this was not a war zone. This was a family that was scared out of its wits. They had decided to retreat from the rest of the United States. And for their concern about the dangers they faced, turned out it was worse than they really thought. Sometimes paranoids really have enemies.
Actually, I was debating subtitling the book, "The Paranoids Have No Idea How Bad It Really Is." I mean, the paranoids assume that we have some sort of massive conspiracy with leadership. Well, like I said, conspiracies will have leadership, it will have objectives, it won't kill people unnecessarily because dead people don't pay taxes. We don't have that. We have something far worse. We have a bunch of tiny little conspiracies and just simply insane negligence or getting out of hand. There's nobody controlling it.
Let's go back to Waco for just a bit, because the narrative at the time, I remember this so well because we got involved in this during the standoff, actually, was that, well, these guys had really provoked it, that the Davidians were some kind of a militaristic, troublesome, I guess, in today's Democrat Party parlance, they were a bunch of despicable deplorables. And so they really didn't have a right to life. They needed to be taught a lesson. And I think there was that attitude of, we're going to teach you for having questioned our authority.
Mm-hmm. Well, especially during the siege, in the book I quote an FBI sniper who's making it very clear when the day of the fire, it was, we're going to get Koresh out of there one way or another, and we're going to show him who's boss.
And, of course, that's the function of the FBI, is to show American citizens that the government, the federal government, is the boss.
Huh. Yeah. You know, on that webpage I mentioned, fromthegovernment.com, there's a link to video and audio. And on it, you'll see a bunch of stuff about Waco, like the soundtrack from the ATF raid, their radio traffic, like the soundtrack from the fire in which
yes.
the two FBI guys are heard, one of the scenes screaming for fire engines, and his boss just, no, no, and finally saying, basically, they're for the women and children. And the guy says, that's what we're trying to do. And then he says, no one else, I hope. You can actually hear the words of the FBI commander.
There was some bad hombres there who I thought they were fighting a war. And the enemy was a group of folks from among the population of the United States. And there had been no declaration of war. It was just decided by some armed bureaucrats at the scene that, these guys are the enemy, and we're going to make a lesson out of them.
Yeah, and two-thirds of the people who died in the fire were women and children.
I mean, well, it serves them right for being born there.
Yeah. Probably the most shocking thing about Waco that I have on that page is a memo from 9 days before the first firefight, the ATF going in a firefight. Officially, the ATF said the reason we had to go in and try to arrest him violently is we didn't know what he looked like, and he never left the building. so we couldn't arrest him peacefully. I've got a memo in there from what three undercover agents wrote 9 days before the shootout. They told what they did that day. They went shooting with David Koresh.
Yeah.
No kidding.
And they had earlier been in town with him doing various things. Koresh actually turns out to be he had some kind of interesting theological views, which is not a capital crime. But he really, in many ways, led a very normal existence. And just because he was out on the boonies, I guess, that was viewed as a threat to the to these law enforcement types.
Well, it was. My conclusion is they wanted a big publicity grabbing raid. That was it. They didn't expect there was going to be a fight. A lot of the ATF went in. Well, one went in with only one magazine in his AR-15.
And by the way, what was the code word for the operation? As they
showtime.
Went in? It's showtime. Cha-ching, cha-ching. We're going to get Congress to really cough it up now.
Sure. I mean, it was like 10 days before their House budget hearings. They knew exactly what they were doing. Big publicity-grabbing raid, and then their boss goes in. Typical of the difficult and dangerous work we do is we took down a heavily armed religious cult in Texas. Nobody expected they'd actually fight.
No. Well, you know, it was known that they were, I guess if we could label them as anything, they were a bit paranoid. They had views about the end times and the federal government, which turned out to be not entirely incorrect.
Yeah. One FBI profiler, and I'm convinced profiling, by the way, is completely worthless, he had a report that started with Koresh being, during the siege, being a quote-unquote virulent paranoid. Apart from the grammar, the question to me is, how would you know if a guy was paranoid when he's living in a house completely surrounded by tanks run by FBI agents, being overflown by reconnaissance aircraft?
And bullets coming through the wall.
Yes.
Other than that, yeah, it was a perfectly normal operation. Well, folks, again, get this book. I'm From the Government and I'm Here to Kill You by David Hardy. You want to go to his website? It's, what is it again, David?
FromTheGovernment.com.
FromTheGovernment.com. Thank you so much.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.